Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 26, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
On-site Wellness Group announces new additions to senior leadership with renowned creative and seasoned CMO to lead growth and loyalty initiatives for family of brands. On-site Wellness Group has announced the addition of Sarah Snow as Vice President of Marketing and Stone Crandall as Chief Marketing Officer to support its growth and customer engagement. CEO Janet McDonald expressed excitement for their expertise in communication, marketing strategy, and creativity. Owner and Chairman Miles Adcox praised their track records and passion for the company's mission. Stone Crandall, a seasoned CMO, is known for driving innovation and loyalty for brands like Magnolia and Sunbum. Sarah Snow, a social video expert, brings over 12 years of experience and 1 billion organic social video views. Both Snow and Crandall are eager to contribute to On-site's mission of emotional wellness and transformation, expanding its reach and impact. Clean asks CLNN to discuss CNMO8 data FDA leadership. Clean, listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, is set to discuss data on their lead drug candidate CNMO8 with FDA leadership. The company is pursuing an accelerated approval pathway for CNMO8 for ALS. The FDA has agreed to a meeting to review Clean's submission, scheduled before the end of November. CNMO8 has demonstrated the ability to restore and protect neurological function, offering promise to patients with neurodegenerative conditions. The meeting will be attended by top FDA officials and key opinion leaders in ALS, biostatistics, and biomarkers. Clean Nanomedicine Inc., a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, is focused on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to address diseases like ALS and MS.
International Research Challenge to tackle knowledge gaps in women's cardiovascular health. The American Heart Association is teaming up with other top cardiovascular research funders to support an international scientific research grant focused on women's cardiovascular health. This grant aims to address the knowledge gaps in understanding and improving the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of cardiovascular disease among women. Researchers worldwide are invited to apply for this grant, which will provide up to $10 million over 5 years. The grant will focus on areas such as risk factors and prevention of cardiovascular disease across women's life stages, clinical diagnosis and treatment of conditions more prevalent in women, and sex-specific underlying mechanisms of cardiovascular disease in women. This initiative underscores the importance of advancing women's cardiovascular health research and ensuring equitable health for all.
Texacare partners with TempoPay to make paying for healthcare simpler and more accessible for small business groups in Texas. Texacare, the health affiliate of Texas Mutual, has partnered with TempoPay to provide employees of small business groups with access to interest-free financing for healthcare expenses. TempoPay, a subsidiary of HPS Paymedics, offers a flexible payments platform that allows members to pay for medical care, prescriptions, vision, dental bills, and other health-related costs not covered by their plans. Texacare members can access $1,500 in interest-free financing through TempoPay and choose repayment terms that work for them. This partnership aims to make healthcare more accessible and manageable for all members, reducing barriers to getting needed care. By integrating TempoPay into their health plans, Texacare is enhancing their offerings and increasing access to quality care for small businesses across Texas.
Measure of body roundness may help to predict risk of cardiovascular disease. A new study suggests that the body roundness index, or BRI, may help predict a person's risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Analyzing almost 10,000 adults in China over a six-year period, researchers found that higher BRI levels were associated with up to a 163% increased risk of CVD, even when other factors were not considered. BRI combines waist circumference and height to reflect abdominal and visceral fat, offering a more accurate measure than BMI. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, highlights the importance of monitoring BRI as a potential predictor for cardiovascular disease incidence. More research is needed to fully understand and utilize these findings for prevention. Carlos Alberto Serrano's Adversidad y Tenacidad, a symphonic journey of resilience and triumph over adversity. Award-winning symphonic composer Carlos Alberto Serrano announces the release of his newest symphonic poem, Adversidad y Tenacidad, inspired by his journey of recovery and resilience following a traumatic brain injury. With over 100 film festival accolades, Serrano's compositions blend traditional orchestration with modern techniques, showcasing emotional depth and contemporary sensibilities. The symphony, spanning 8 minutes, narrates a story of struggle, survival, and triumph, reflecting Serrano's personal experience. Advocating for TBI awareness, Serrano's work is a beacon of hope for survivors, demonstrating the potential to overcome limitations and create something remarkable. Drawing inspiration from post-romanticism and modernism, Serrano's orchestration balances brass, woodwinds, and strings with dynamic percussion techniques, creating an ethereal quality that evokes both struggle and resilience. For performance inquiries, sheet music purchases, or commission requests, visit www.caserrano.com.
UNOS applauds House action to prohibit discrimination in organ transplants. Maureen McBride, PhD, CEO of United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, commends the U.S. House of Representatives for passing the Charlotte Woodward Organ Transplant Discrimination Prevention Act. This legislation aims to prevent discrimination in organ transplantation against individuals with disabilities. UNOS believes in ensuring equity for all patients in need of transplants, regardless of disability. They thank U.S. Reps Kat Kamak and Debbie Dingell for their leadership and urge the Senate to pass this legislation swiftly. UNOS is dedicated to strengthening the transplant system and providing equitable access to transplants for all patients.
New guideline details how to manage CVD risk before, during, and after non-cardiac surgery. The American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology released a new guideline detailing how to manage cardiovascular disease risk before, during, and after non-cardiac surgery. The guideline, developed in collaboration with various medical societies, addresses appropriate cardiovascular evaluation and management for patients undergoing non-cardiac surgery. It includes recommendations for cardiovascular testing, management of conditions, and guidance for patients taking SGLT2 inhibitors for type 2 diabetes. The guideline emphasizes the importance of assessing cardiovascular risk factors and conditions to optimize patient outcomes. It also provides recommendations for medication management, screening, and the management of conditions like atrial fibrillation and myocardial injury after surgery. The comprehensive guideline aims to assist clinicians in managing perioperative patients and minimizing cardiovascular complications.
Hundreds learned CPR skills at Ford Field. Hundreds of Michiganders recently learned life-saving CPR skills at Ford Field. The training, hosted by the Detroit Lions and the American Heart Association, aimed to address the high mortality rate of cardiac arrest victims outside of hospitals. Participants completed either the Heart Saver CPR course or received hands-only CPR education. The event celebrated 100 years of the American Heart Association's life-saving service. Detroit Lions Vice President Roxanne Kane emphasized the importance of every action in CPR being potentially life-saving. The American Heart Association, a global leader in resuscitation science, continues to advocate for public health and provide life-saving resources to communities.
Taglich Brothers maintains speculative buy rating on Cosmos Health with Forler price target, highlighting potential valuation upside. Taglich Brothers recently published an updated research report on Cosmos Health, maintaining a speculative buy rating with a $4 price target, Despite generating nearly $60 million in annual revenue, the company's market cap remains around $20 million. Cosmos expects to be highly profitable in the coming years, with EBITDA projected to reach nearly $30 million by 2027. Strategic initiatives include expanding product range, launching new products, and optimizing operations. Taglich estimates that the company's valuation should improve alongside revenue growth, potentially leading to a fourfold increase in share price over the next 12 months. Investors are likely to assign a valuation multiple closer to industry norms, supporting the $4 price target.
Independent living and safety. How LogicMark's innovations are helping to address the needs of an aging America. As America's aging population grows, with 25% projected to be over 65 by 2040, the desire for independent living is on the rise. However, this shift brings new safety challenges, especially with falling being a leading cause of injury and death for seniors. LogicMark, a leader in personal safety products, offers solutions like personal emergency response systems and IoT technologies to address these concerns. With a market opportunity expected to reach $17.26 billion by 2028, LogicMark's innovative products, such as the Freedom Alert Mini and Guardian Alert 911 Plus, provide peace of mind and critical assistance in times of distress. By harnessing data and AI, LogicMark is revolutionizing the personal safety market and helping seniors live independently with confidence.
U.S. Dermatology Partners named a Castle Connolly Practice Center of Excellence. U.S. Dermatology Partners has been named Castle Connolly's newest Practice Center of Excellence, recognizing their exceptional team of dermatologists, with 87 of their 200 dermatologists named Castle Connolly Top Doctors. The organization stands out for its patient-centered care, advanced treatments, and valuable clinical research. U.S. Dermatology Partners has expanded access to quality dermatological care through their outreach program, opening more than 30 new offices in rural areas since 2022. As a national leader in dermatology, they provide cutting-edge medical, surgical, and cosmetic skin treatments with a focus on reaching patients in their local communities. CEO Paul Singh expressed pride in the recognition, highlighting the dedication to excellence and patient care. Castle Connolly's managing director, Steve Leibforth, praised the physicians for embodying the ideals of Castle Connolly Top Doctors, emphasizing the commitment to patients and the field of dermatology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.